Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In 1929, two future jazz piano greats were born thousands of miles but just days apart. Toshiko Akiyoshi would eventually emerge as one of the first prominent Japanese jazz musicians to make a name for herself in America, while Barry Harris would join a number of other Detroit musicians who staked out national and global reputations after leaving that city's vibrant 1950s jazz scene. Both pianists had one thing in common. They developed their art under the influence of bebop great Bud Powell. We'll hear some of their recordings in the next hour. It's Bud's Buds, Barry Harris and Toshiko Akiyoshi, coming up next on Nightlights. Toshiko Akiyoshi performing Bud Powell's Parisian Thoroughfare with George Mraz on bass and Louis Nash on drums from the CD Remembering Bud. On December 12, 1929, Toshiko Akiyoshi was born to a family of Japanese immigrants in Liaoyang, Manchuria. 3 days later, far across the world in Detroit, Michigan, Barry Harris was born. Both of these artists would come of musical age in the great jazz era of the 1950s, and they would both be heavily influenced by a pianist just a few years older, Bud Powell, who had been a jazz piano pioneer of bebop. Akiyoshi would become one of the first Japanese jazz musicians to make a name for herself in America, while Harris would emerge as a significant teacher and a carrier of the bebop torch. I'll be playing some recordings by both of these artists on this edition of Nightlights, starting off with early period works from Harris, who was one of many extraordinarily talented jazz artists to come out of mid-20th century Detroit, along with Thad Jones, Yusuf Lateef, fellow pianist Hank Jones and Tommy Flanagan, drummer Elvin Jones, and others. A modest, self-effacing artist in his youth, Harris did not follow his Motor City colleagues to New York City until the end of the 1950s, around the time he turned 30. One of his first prominent gigs was with Cannonball Adderley's group, and he'd go on to make notable recording dates with musicians such as Lee Morgan, playing on the trumpeter's hit Sidewinder, and Dexter Gordon. His musical approach reflected that of his inspiration Bud Powell, but taken at a slightly slower and more deliberate pace. With Powell's death in 1966, Harris would come to represent the best living extension of the Powell sound on piano. We'll hear something now from Harris's very first recording date, made in 1958, along with a small group interpretation of a Powell composition done in the late 1960s. Barry Harris and Ornithology on Nightlights. Thank you. pianist Barry Harris leading a sextet charge through Bud Powell's Web City with Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Slide Hampton on trombone, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Lenny McBrown on drums from the 1967 album Luminescence. Harris before that with fellow Detroiters William Austin on bass and Frank Gadd on drums from the 1958 album Breaking It Up. After moving to New York City at the end of the 1950s, Harris recorded frequently for the Riverside and Prestige labels throughout the 1960s, tending the bebop flame as other musical styles caught fire in the jazz world. He often worked with fellow Detroiter Yusuf Lateef, and he also did some significant gigging with veteran saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, whose tune Bean and the Boys provided the musical vehicle for one of Harris's most notable recordings from this period. Harris would endure beyond the 1960s as an influential teacher and a living tributary to both Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk, the two jazz piano giants of the bebop era. Here's Barry Harris and Bean and the Boys on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Barry Harris performing Charlie Parker's Alu Shah and Coleman Hawkins' Bean and the Boys before that, with Ron Carter on bass and Leroy Williams on drums, from Harris's 1969 album Magnificent. Coming up in just a few moments, the music of another pianist who fell under the spell of Bud Powell, Toshiko Akiyoshi. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com, and from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Buds Buds, Barry Harris and Toshiko Akiyoshi on Nightlights. Featuring the music of two pianists born thousands of miles but just days apart in this edition of Nightlights, two pianists who also developed under the spell of bebop master Bud Powell. Toshiko Akiyoshi was born on December 12, 1929 in Liaoyang, Manchuria. Her Japanese family would eventually return to their homeland following the end of World War II, and Akiyoshi, who had started playing piano as a little girl, ended up working with a local dance band. She first learned to play jazz by listening repeatedly to a Teddy Wilson recording of Sweet Lorraine, and went on to emulate the revolutionary bebop style of Bud Powell, whose records made a significant impact in the growing culture of post-war Japan. Her break came when pianist Oscar Peterson heard her playing in a nightclub while he was visiting Japan as part of a Norman Granz Jazz at the Philharmonic tour in the early 1950s. Peterson introduced her to Granz, who set her up for her very first recording date done with Peterson's rhythm section. Several years later, she moved to America and became a student at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, where she often played at the Storyville nightclub and also met saxophonist Charlie Mariano. The two eventually married and became musical collaborators as well. Here they are in 1960 performing an Akiyoshi composition, Long Yellow Road, on Nightlights. We'll be right back. pianist Toshiko Akiyoshi and her husband, alto saxophonist Charlie Mariano, performing Akiyoshi's composition Long Yellow Road in 1960 with Gene Cherico on bass and Eddie Marshall on drums. Akiyoshi and Charlie Mariano split up in the 1960s, and she led a number of trio and quartet dates. At the end of the decade, she formed a significant musical and personal partnership with saxophonist and flutist Lou Tabakan, one that will lead to the formation of a big band that served as a vehicle for Akiyoshi's composing for the next 30 years. The band's very first recording featured Akiyoshi on the piano. As time went on, her writing would increase and elevate her profile higher than her own playing. Here's the recording, Toshiko Akiyoshi's composition, Elegy on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Toshiko Akiyoshi Lou Tobacco Big Band performing Akiyoshi's composition Elegy from the 1974 album Kogan. As Akiyoshi began to write more and more for the new orchestra, the influence of her Japanese cultural upbringing began to show in some of her compositions and arrangements. The musician, who had started out as an acolyte of bebop piano master Bud Powell, created a distinctive modern big band sound with Ellingtonian overtones and stylistic tinges of Akiyoshi's background. Jazz scholar and musician Bill Kirchner has written that Akiyoshi's pieces tend to be either rooted in traditional big band jazz concepts or, in some cases, strongly influenced by Japanese music. The composition Sumi is of the latter stripe, a series of variations on a 12-bar melody, not a blues, with emphasis on Tobacco's skills on flute and piccolo. Toward the end of the piece, the trumpets are voiced in close harmony and bend the notes upward and downward. This is known in Japanese music as a gagaku sound. The title of the piece refers to a disciplined form of Japanese improvisational painting done with ink and water. Here's the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lou Tobacco Big Band and Sumi on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I close with the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lou Tobacco and Big Band performing Sumi from the album Insights. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com, and from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.